备心以及默祷。
Let's prepare our hearts and pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息圣日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon service.
唱诗126首。
Please sing hymn 126.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
我们下午根据圣经马太福音第十八章。
This afternoon, we will refer to Matthew chapter 18.
一起来查考同龄相处之道。
And we will study how to get along with our members.
我们所有的弟兄姊妹都领受神的爱。
All of us have received God's love.
也都很清楚要用神的爱来跟弟兄姊妹来交通。
And we know that we need God's love to help us communicate.
可是事实告诉我们，
But in practicality,
好像没有那么简单。
It's not that easy.
我们都是神一家的人。
We are all one family under God.
理当应该彼此相爱。
So we should love one another.
可是有时候会为了一些小事有冲突。
But sometimes we have conflicts over little things.
甚至为了教会的圣工意见相左。
And we may have different opinions about the holy work.
大发脾气。
And we lose our tempers.
甚至达到那种不讲话、不来往。
And sometimes we stop talking to each other.
好像政府与政府之间三不政策。
It's like politics and government.
这个是很奇怪的一个教会现象。
And this is a very strange occurrence in church.
我们都知道神的爱。
And we all know God's love.
我们也同时都领受神的爱。
And we have all received His love.
但是我们就很难说用神的爱去爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
But it is very hard to use His love to go and love others.
因为我们都想说怎么领受神的爱。
Because we only think about how to receive God's love.
也很少去理解什么叫做爱。
And we rarely understand what love really is.
爱是牺牲，是付出。
Love is to give and to sacrifice.
所以当你说，当你在指责别人没有爱心的时候，
So when you accuse someone else of not having love,
那个时候你是世界上最没有爱心的人。
At that point, you are the person with the least amount of love.
因为你不知道什么叫做爱。
Because you don't know what love is.
如果你懂得爱，
If you know how to love,
你就不会说你没有爱心。
You wouldn't go and tell someone else you don't have love.
一定是检查自己说有没有爱心。
You need to see, look in yourself first to see if you have love.
那我们怎么用神的爱来彼此交通？
And so how do we use God's love to communicate with one another?
马太福音十八章是写得很清楚。
In Matthew chapter 18, it's very clear.
每个步骤。
Every piece.
每一个方法都是跟我们的生命有关系。
Every step and every way has something to do with our lives.
因为神的爱本来就是属生命层次的。
Because God's love, starts in life.
而是呈现在生活当中。
And it is manifested in our daily lives.
我们请看马太福音十八章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 1.
一直看到第四节。
To verse 4.
马太福音十八章第一节
Chapter 18 verse 1
当时门徒近前来问耶稣说天国里是谁最大的第二节
Verse 2
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来使他站在他们中间第三节
Verse 3
说我实在告诉你们你们若不回转变成小孩子的样子断不得进天国第四节
Verse 4
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的这里有一句很重要的话。
Here there is a very important statement.
回转变成小孩子的样式。
To humble himself as this little child.
这种人才可以进天国。
Only this type of person can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们都知道受洗领受圣灵可以进天国。
We all know that if we baptize and receive Holy Spirit, we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
其实那个差得远了。
But that is very far.
这里说你没有回转变成小孩子的样子也不能进天国啊。
Because it also says if we do not become as little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为我们今天要谈弟兄姊妹的相处之道。
Today we need to discuss the relationship between brothers and sisters here.
那这种人是一定在神国里的人。
And this type of person needs to be in the kingdom of God.
已经是能够体会到神的爱的人。
Someone that can experience the love of God.
所以主耶稣要求我们在他国度里面的人
So Jesus has ordered that those in his kingdom
要回转变成小孩子的样子
We must turn around and become as little children
这种人才可以进天国
And only this type of person can enter the kingdom
那今天神的教会就是神的国
So God's church is God's kingdom
就是神的家
So it's God's home
所以在这里我们每一个人都要回转变成小孩子的样子
So here every one of us must become as little children
也就是主耶稣要求我们每一个人的生命要做调整
And this is how Jesus asked us to adjust our lives
我们从出生一直到现在
From our birth until now,
爸爸妈妈 教育我们
our parents have taught us,
学校教育我们
and the schools have taught us,
社会教育我们
and society has taught us,
很多人事物都会 教导我们
and many people have educated us,
所以我们得到很多做人处事的方法
so we have learned many ways of how to live,
但同时我们也发现这些方法不见得都很好
but we know that not every way is a good way,
甚至有时候让我们变成比较不正直的那一种人
And some have taught us not to be as moral as we should be.
所以我们从世界上所领受的这些教育方法
So from the worldly teachings we have received.
经验告诉我们
Experience has taught us.
不是很完整
It's not very complete.
所以主耶稣才告诉我们
And so Jesus tells us.
现在要走回去了
Now you have to walk back.
因为神造人原是正直的
Because God made us to be straight.
那小孩子的样式就是正直的
And so the child's way is also the right way.
所以如果你看箴言二十章的十一节就说了。
So if we look at Proverbs chapter 20 verse 11.
小孩子的动作是清洁的，是正直的。
A child's actions are correct and moral.
这是小孩子的本性。
And this is the nature of a child.
也就是这种性情是来自神的。
And this is what comes from God.
所以我们很多人都喜欢小孩子。
So many of us like little children.
所以他有时候讲话不是很清楚。
So even though they do not speak very clearly.
所以有时候他讲话讲错了。
Sometimes they speak incorrectly.
可是我们都认定他是很可爱的那一面。
But we all think that they're very adorable.
我们不会说你那么幼稚，你那么笨。
We wouldn't say you're so childish and you're so stupid.
我们不会这样讲吧。
We would never say that.
我们说，他怎么这样讲，很好笑哦。
We would say, oh, why did he say that? It's so cute.
好可爱哦。
It's so funny.
我们就是喜欢那个样子。
And we like that nature.
因为他是正直的。
Because it is very pure.
所以他有什么就讲什么，有什么动作就表达什么动作。
Because whatever he thinks, whatever he feels, he will show it.
他不会说，因为你在这里时候不好意思。
It will not be because, oh, you're here, I'm too embarrassed.
那我们成人就会啦。
But because we're grown-ups, we feel the same way.
在这里我们应该有什么动作，我们很清楚嘛。
We know how we ought to be in certain places.
如果一个人独处的时候，我们要知道我们怎么弄，怎么处理嘛。
And we know how we need to act in certain situations.
所以小孩子的本性是正直的。
So a child's nature is very pure.
小孩子的性情也是谦卑的。
And his attitude is very humble.
容易受教。
And he's easy to educate.
因为他像海绵一样。
Because he's like a sponge.
你教他什么，他就接受什么。
Whatever you teach him, he will accept.
所以我们在教小朋友的时候。
So when we are teaching little children.
我们会感觉到很有趣啊。
We will find it to be very interesting.
天天成长。
And every day there is growth.
我们会有成就感的。
And so we will have a feeling of accomplishment.
因为他谦卑受教啊。
Because he is humble and willing to accept learning.
他不会说你又不会比我懂得更多。
He will not say to you, I don't think you know more than I do.
这就是小孩子的本性。
And this is the nature of a child.
所以我们今天在教会里面。
So today when we are at church.
我们每一个人都要回转变成小孩子的样式。
Every one of us must revert to being like little children.
正直的心。
And to have a pure heart.
谦卑的心。
To have a humble heart.
这样才能够跟其他的人相处。
And so that we can get along with others.
第二点。
And the second point.
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
凡为我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。这里有一个很重要的话。
Here there's a very important statement.
为我的名，为主耶稣的名。
Whoever does this in my name.
这里是讲说我们要接待小孩子。
Here it says that we need to receive little children.
所以说接待小孩子就是接待我。
And to receive little children is to receive us.
但是当我们在接待别人的时候。
But when we receive others.
我们在关心别人的时候。
When we are caring for others.
很重要的关键。
There's something very important to note.
是因着主耶稣的这个名。
We need to do it in Jesus Christ's name.
我们一般人都有同情心。
Most of us have sympathy.
我们都会想要帮助需要帮助的人。
We will always help those that need are in need.
可是很可惜的哈。
But very pitiful.
我们都会算账。
We always keep count.
今天因为我可怜你。
Because today I pitied you.
所以我帮你很多事情。
So I helped you with a lot of things.
今天因为我们是好朋友。
It's because we're a good friend.
所以我帮你很多事情。
So I did you lots of favors.
那个时候都说啊无所谓啦没有关系啦。
And at the time you say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it.
等到哪一天你不听我的话啦。
But one day if you don't listen to me.
你的意见跟我不一样啦。
When your opinions are different from mine.
那个时候我就会讨债咯。
At that time, I will want to collect on my debt.
我会讨那种人情债。
I will want my personal favors back.
当初你是怎么来美国的？
Did you think about how you came to America before?
你来美国的时候，我帮你多少忙？
When you came, do you remember how much I helped you?
你今天怎么这个样子呢？
How did you get to where you are today?
奇怪，怎么又开始算账了呢？
You'll think, this is strange. Why are you collecting all the debt now?
之前都说没有关系，没有关系。
Before you said it doesn't matter.
现在关系可大了。
And some, now it matters.
为什么会这样？
Why is it like this?
因为我们帮助人的动机在哪里？
Because what are our motivations for helping others?
因为我们是好朋友啊。
Because we're good friends.
因为我看你很可怜。
Because I pity you.
所以想帮助你啊。
So I want to help you.
我说以后像这种情况之下，以后都会变质。
So in this kind of situation, it'll always be like this.
所以主耶稣说哈。
So Jesus said.
要为我的名。
We need to do this in His name.
来帮助人呐、啊。
To help other people.
这里是说接待小朋友嘛。
Here it says to receive little children.
哦。这个就是我们兄弟姊妹相处之道。
And this is something we need to know among brothers and sisters.
所以我们当我们在帮助我们教会里面，不管是哪一个人。
When we are helping someone within the church.
不管是哪些人。
Regardless of who it is.
你要很清楚。
You need to be very clear.
我是因为主耶稣的缘故。
I am doing this because of Jesus.
不是因为你可怜。
It's not because you're pitiful.
也不是因为我们有什么关系。
And it's not because we have a friendship.
是因为主耶稣的名。
It's because of Jesus' name.
这样以后就不会讨人情债了。
And that way you don't owe anyone any personal favors.
被我们帮助的人才没有压力。
And the people who are helped by us do not feel any pressure.
不然压力很大。
Because there's a great pressure.
什么债都可以欠，就是不能欠人情债。
Because you can owe any kind of debt except personal debt.
也不一定有机会可以还呐、啊。
Because you may not get the opportunity to return.
我欠你钱。
I owe you money.
我还有机会还你。
I have a chance to return the money.
我欠你人情。
If I owe you personal favors.
不一定有机会还你。
I may not have the opportunity to return that to you.
你这一辈子。或许没有需要我帮助你啊。
In your lifetime, you may not ever have a need for me to help you.
我只能在我的心中默默地感谢你啊。
I can only be thankful to you within my heart.
我只能转移到别人身上。
And I can only maybe give a favor to somebody else in return.
所以人情债很难还呢。
So it's very difficult to return personal favors.
所以我们弟兄姊妹要相处。
So when we're getting along with our brothers and sisters.
我们要因着主的名来互相帮助。
We need to help one another in Jesus' name.
第三个方法。
And the third way.
我们看十八章的第八节。
Let us look at chapter 18, verse 8.
一直看到第十一节。
All the way to verse 11.
第八节。
Verse 8.
倘若你一只手或一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。你缺一只手或一只脚，进入永生，强如有两只手。两手两脚被丢在永火里，第九节。
Verse 9.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它挖出来丢掉。你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱里的火里，第十节。
Verse 10.
你们要小心，不可轻看这小子里的一个。我告诉你们，他们的使者在天上常见我天父的面。第十一节
Verse 11.
人子来为要拯救失丧的人这一段又告诉我们
This passage tells us
既然弟兄姊妹的相处之道是要凭着神的爱
Because we know our relationship with each other needs to be based in God's love
那爱就是付出爱就是牺牲
And so love is to give and sacrifice
当然不求回报
And you do not expect return.
那当我们在付出的时候
And when we are giving.
有时候我们会想说我为什么要这样帮他呢
You will think, why should I help this person?
我为什么要这样付出呢
Why should I have to give so much?
真的有时候要牺牲某些人事
And sometimes you have to sacrifice.
所以当我们在帮助别人的时候
So when we are helping other people.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
这个就是爱啊
This is love.
所以不断的付出。
So you're continually giving.
所以主耶稣也这么说了哈。
And this is what Jesus said.
我们要小心。
We need to be careful.
不可轻看这小子里的一个。
And do not look lightly on any one of these little ones.
不可轻看就是要重视啊。
So if we are not to look lightly upon them, we need to see them as very important.
就是要关心啊。
We need to care.
啊，但是当我们关心的时候。
And but when we care.
你要花很多时间。
You need to spend a lot of time.
甚至要花一点钱。
You might need to spend money.
哎，所以有时候会想说啊，算了，我没有那一种能力。
Sometimes you'll say, forget it, I don't have that kind of.
算了，我没有那一种时间了。
I don't have that kind of time.
这里算那个，这里算了，那里也算了，啊，什么都算了。
And just forget it, forget everything.
我们还能够做什么事？
Then what can we do?
哦，所以基本上这种神爱的人。
So we need to have God's love.
他一定是很积极的，一定是付出的。
And this kind of person will actively give.
本来关怀的工作。
To care for others.
就是要花很多时间啊。
It takes a lot of time.
而且是长期的。
And it's long term.
你不是今天明天就好了嘞。
It's not that, oh, by tomorrow everything will be better.
甚至也不一定是只有今年明年就好了咧。
It might not just be this year and next year.
要花很长的时间。
You need to spend quite a bit of time.
只为了关怀其他的弟兄姊妹。
Just to care about other brothers and sisters.
这个就是相处之道啊。
And this is what we need to know.
这是第三个方法。
This is the third way.
要付出。
How to give.
第四个方法。
The fourth way.
我们看第十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
一直看到第十四节。
All the way to verse 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
一个人若有100只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这99只，往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？13节。
13.
若是找着了，我实在告诉你们，他为这一只羊欢喜比大没有迷路的99只欢喜还大呢。14节。
14.
你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失上一个。所以我们看十八章都强调小子里面的一个。
So we see chapter 18 emphasizes the little one.
这些卑微的，这些需要帮助的。
The ones that need our help.
啊，不管是生活上的还是灵性上的。
Whether it's in life or in spirituality.
为什么100只羊丢掉一只要去找啊，将99只撇下去找那一只？
Why is it that if one sheep is lost, the other 99 have to go along and look for that lost sheep?
请问。如果你今天是这个主人，你会这样做吗？
If you were that shepherd, would you do that?
如果是我，我不会这样做。
If it were me, I wouldn't.
我有99只。
I have 99 sheep.
好好的照顾它。
I'll take care of them very well.
可以再繁衍99只。
And at least I can still have my 99 sheep.
一只丢掉就算了嘛。
If I lose one, forget about it.
谁叫他要丢掉？
Who told him to go get lost?
这是羊嘛，哈。
And it's just a sheep.
如果是真的是羊，那就算了嘛。
And just forget about it.
问题这里所说的羊。是我们每一个人的灵魂呢。
But here the sheep refer to our souls.
是在强调人呢。
And it's talking about people.
强调主耶稣的人呢。
It's the people of Jesus.
哦，所以为什么要撇下99只找那一只迷路的羊？
So why should you have to leave the 99 to go look for that one lost sheep?
要用什么方法去关心我们的弟兄姊妹？
How do we care about our brothers and sisters?
就是用父母的心嘛。
To use a parent's love.
如果有五个孩子，
if you have 5 children,
其中有一个是当流氓的，
if one is a,
当坏人的，
a gangster,
然后被人家抓，被警察抓了，然后被判刑，然后被关在监狱里面，
and is captured by the police and put in jail,
我会说就算了。
Would I say, just forget it?
反正还有四个嘛。
Besides, I have 4 other children.
哪有差别？那一个，而且那个是坏蛋啊。
Who cares about that one who's not so good anyway?
父母会这种态度吗？
Would the parents have that kind of attitude?
不会嘛。
Of course not.
跟他家里的四个乖孩子说，好好的待在家里啊。
You would say to the 4 good children, please stay here and be good.
爸爸妈妈要到监狱里面去探望他们了。
And mom and dad are going to go look, visit the other one in jail.
去了还会责备他吗？
And if they go, are they going to rebuke them?
啊，你在这边习惯吗？
They'll say, how are you doing here?
有时候他还会说，绘画在这里还会习惯啊。
Say, of course not.
你需要什么吗？
And do you need anything?
啊，爸爸妈妈怎么帮助你呢？
How can mom and dad help you?
奇怪，这个不好的孩子，你怎么那么关心他干什么？
That's so strange. If it's such a bad child, why do you care about him so much?
只因为他是我的孩子啊。
It's because it's your child.
一样的意思嘛。
So it's the same idea.
我们今天跟弟兄姊妹相处。
Today when we are with our brothers and sisters.
要用父母心去对待啊。
We need to have the heart of a parent to treat them.
我们对我们的孩子是什么态度？
What kind of attitudes do we have towards our children?
我们对外人又是什么态度？
And what kind of attitudes do we have to people on the outside?
我们都很清楚嘛。
We know very clearly.
你是外人啊。
You are someone on the outside.
你是我的儿女啊。
You are my children.
哇，那不一样啊。
That's very different.
所以为什么要撇下99次去找那一只？
So why would you leave the 99 to go look for that one sheep?
就是凭着是父母心的态度。
Because it's a parent's kind of love.
这我们才可以相处啊。
And that way we can get along.
不然一个口角我们就分开了。
Otherwise we will all separate.
不然一个意见不同就拍桌子了。
With one different suggestion we will all fight.
大家不会用父母那种体谅的心去看对方。
And people won't use a parent's kind of love to look at one another.
就是看脾气啊。
And it's just to look at tempers.
看心情啊。
And look at your mood.
今天心情不好。
Today I'm in a bad mood.
对不起，脾气比较大。
I'm sorry, I have a bad temper.
是这个样子吗？
Is this the way it should be?
这是弟兄姊妹相处之道吗？
Is this the way we should be getting along with one another?
第五个方法。
The fifth way.
我们看第十五节。
Let us look at verse 15.
一直看到十九节。
To verse 19.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听，那若听你。
Verse 16.
你便得了你的弟兄。十六节。他若不听你，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。十七节。
17。
若是不听，他们就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。十八节。
18。
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。十九节。
19。
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。这一段有三个三个动作。
And this passage has three main actions.
他说弟兄得罪我。
If a brother sins against you.
这里的得罪是怎么得罪？
And what kind of sin is this?
他真的犯罪了。
If he really committed sin.
得罪神。
If he committed sin against God.
这种得罪。
That kind of betrayal.
另外一种，他真的得罪我了。
And another kind where he sinned against me.
他跟我有什么纠纷？
Him and I had some kind of conflict.
他对不起我。
And he should be sorry to me.
他真的得罪我了。
He truly sinned against me.
一种是在信仰上得罪神的。
And another kind is within faith where you sin against God.
像这种弟兄姊妹。
And these kind of brothers and sisters.
就是我们所谓的软弱的。
And these are the weak ones.
说我们要一对一去找他了。
So we need to talk with them one on one.
私底下跟他谈。
We need to talk with them, when no one else is around.
去找他的目的是为了得着他。
And when we talk to them, it is to help them.
不是要去跟他吵架。
It is not to fight with them.
说我们要很清楚啊。
So we need to be very clear.
我们去找这些软弱的。
When we go and talk to them.
得罪神也好，得罪人也好。
Whether they sin against God or they sin against man.
我们是为了要去得着他。
We are trying to save them.
能不能得着？
And can we save them?
圣经也说不一定啊。
The Bible says maybe not.
有时候你去了可以得着。
Sometimes you may be successful.
把话讲清楚。
If you are able to talk clearly.
或是用神的话去鼓励他。
Or use God's words to encourage them.
跟他一起祷告。
To pray with them.
或许他感动了。
Maybe he will be touched.
或许他想通了。
Maybe he will think clearly.
他就亲近神了。
And maybe he will draw near to God.
不再得罪神了。
And he will no longer sin against God.
就得着弟兄了嘛。
And then you will have helped him.
那如果不听呢？
And if he doesn't listen,
一对一没有用。
If one on one doesn't work,
那我们就再找一两个人一起去。
Then you can take one or two others with you.
两三个人可以做见证。
And these two, three people may be witnesses.
那两三个人去干什么？
And what do these two, three people do?
目的也是要得着他。
The idea is also to gain the brother.
不是一个人讲述他那三个人去，是不是比较可以壮胆一点？
It's not because, oh, one of you lost, maybe three of you can gang up on him.
是因为一个人去没有用。
It's because one of you was not useful.
那我们就多一点的人去关心他。
And so maybe if more people care, it'll be more effective.
是不是可以得到他？
Is it that you can gain this brother?
不知道。
You don't know.
如果没有得到他呢？
And if you did not,
那就告诉教会。
Then tell the church.
教会要出面去处理呀。
And because the church needs to come out and take care of this.
教会出面处理，他就买账了吗？
And then so if the church comes out, then it's like a
他不一定买单呢。
It might not work.
所以他也说， 你不要，你教会不能来哦。
And he, you can't say, don't come to church.
他甚至可以跟你恐吓。
Or he can be mean.
他可以骂你。
Or he can rebuke you.
他可以不让你进去他的家里。
Or he can refuse to let you enter his house.
教会算什么？
But what is the church?
所以没有用啊。
So it's useless.
啊，如果教会去有用。
And if the church goes and it's useful.
那感谢主啊，就得着这弟兄了。
Then thank God you have gained this brother back.
啊，如果不听呢？
And if he refuses to listen.
这是主耶稣说的。
Then this is what Jesus said.
把他看成外邦人跟税吏。
Let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector.
什么叫外邦人？
What does it mean to be a heathen?
就是跟神没有份的人啊。
Someone that has no part with God.
什么叫做税吏？
And what is a tax collector?
就是罪人啊。
A sinner.
因为犹太人把税吏当成罪人啊。
Because the Jews see tax collectors as sinners.
所以你不就把他当成外人，把他当成罪人。
So you see him as a heathen and a tax collector.
这是主耶稣说的哦。
This is what Jesus said.
教会出面了，你还不买单？
If the church comes out and you still refuse to listen,
教会就要处理了。
Then the church has to take care of this.
所以十八节就说教会是有权柄的哦。
So in verse 18, it says that the church has power.
怎么处理就怎么算哦。
You should do how you need to act accordingly.
如果记载只到这里，那我们的主耶稣很奇怪哦。
And if the record is just up to here, then our Jesus is very strange.
这一段的记载是到二十节。
But this passage goes to verse 20.
所以十九节就说了。
So verse 19 tells us.
我又告诉你们。
Again, I say to you.
主耶稣说我前面教你们的方法。
So he says, what I told you before.
一对一。
One on one.
三对一。
Three against one.
教会出面去面对他。
The church, to come and face this person.
通通没有用。
If they're all not effective.
还有一个方法。
There's one more way.
两个人为他同心合意祷告。
The two of you should help and pray for this.
因为两个人同心合意的祷告的功效是大的。
Because there's great power when two people pray together.
绝对有用。
It will definitely be effective.
所以当我们用这些方法去处理的时候。
So when we use these ways.
就是主耶稣讲那个三个方法。
After the three methods that Jesus suggested before.
一对一，三对一。
The one on one, three on one.
教会代表去。
The church as a representative.
通通没有用的时候。
And if they are all not effective.
还有一个很有用的方法。
There's one more very effective way.
两个人同心为他祷告。
For two people to pray together for this.
那这个很简单嘛。
And this is very easy.
我们结婚结过婚的。
For those who have been married,
都是夫妻。
Husband and wife.
那我们夫妻就找一些人来祷告啊。
As a couple, you can ask people to pray with you.
针对某一些你知道的对象。
For specific purposes.
真的同心合意为他们祷告。
And you truly pray in one accord.
然后默默的去等待。
And you quietly wait.
暗中去观察。
And you secretly observe.
被我们唱名提出代祷的人。
This person that everyone has been praying for.
会有什么变化？
And what kind of change will there be?
这就是我们的信仰。
And this is our faith.
所以怎么跟弟兄姊妹交往呢？
So how should we get along with our brothers and sisters?
不是找喜欢的人呢。
It's not to find the person that you like.
我跟他讲话比较投机。
I have more to talk about with you.
所以每次来就跟你讲话。
So every time I come, I talk to you.
我看你很讨厌，我就不跟你讲话。
I think you're kind of annoying, so I don't like talking to you.
我们的话题不一样，所以我不想找你讲话。
And so the subject matter is kind of different, so I don't want to talk to you.
不只是这样。
It shouldn't be like this.
那些软弱的，那些看不到的那些弟兄姊妹。
Those who are weak, those we cannot see.
我们更要关怀他。
We need to care about them even more.
因为所谓的弟兄姊妹。
Because for brothers and sisters,
不是每个礼拜看到的这些人。
It's not just the people you see every week.
还有每个礼拜看不到的那些弟兄姊妹。
Even the people you do not see every week.
我们怎么去关怀他？
How do you care about them?
这个就是相处之道啊。
This is how to get along with them.
这是主耶稣的要求咧。
This is Jesus' command.
这是主耶稣的一个期待。
This is what he told us.
所以当主耶稣在讲这些道理的时候。
So when Jesus is telling us all this.
二十一节。
21.
彼得就跳出来了。
And then Peter jumped out.
他对主耶稣提个一个说明哦。
And then he asked him about a rule.
他说：“主耶稣啊，如果弟兄得罪我。”
Peter said, "Lord, what if my brother sins against me?"
那我要饶恕他几次呢？
And how many times should I forgive him?
七次够吗？
Is it good enough to forgive up to 7 times?
所以这个是一起的嘞。
And so this is all together.
这个记载是一起的。
This was all recorded in the same passage.
是个连续的。
It's continuing.
所以彼得听主耶稣在讲说怎么去跟弟兄姊妹相处的那种方法。
So, Peter was listening to Jesus teach about how to get along with one another.
他就将他的经验提出来了。
And so he wanted to ask about his own experience.
将他的想法提出来了。
And he wanted to ask about his own thoughts.
万一有弟兄得罪我。
So what if someone sins against me?
我是一对一去跟他见面吗？
Should I talk to him one on one?
还是三对一呢？
Or three on one?
还是让教会出面呢？
Or I let the church represent me?
这样也只有三次啊。
And that's only three times.
如果我连续做七次呢？ 呢
？And so if I did this up to seven times，
这样够吗
？Is that good enough？
耶稣说不够了。
Jesus said no， not enough。
为什么不够
？Why is it not enough？
不管是七次还是七十次
，Whether it's seven times or 70 times，
因为你都有在算次嘛。
Because you're always counting how many times。
所以你还是停留那一种忍耐的阶段。
So you're still in that human love stage。
因为你自己 定标准嘛。
Because you have your own standard。
啊，万一主耶稣跟你定标准
？And what if Jesus set the standard？
哦，他如果跟彼得说，哦，七次不够了，要二十一次。
What if Jesus had said, no, seven times is not enough, but 21 is?
那如果主耶稣也跟我们这样定
，If Jesus had given us the standard,
那我想我们每个人都开始算了
，Then all of us would start counting.
哦，啊，每个人都会超过二十一次
，And everyone would go over 21 times.
那是不是到二十一次就可以，到二十二次的时候就可以发飙了
？So does that mean the 22nd time you can just give up?
就可以不理他了
？You can ignore this person.
所以如果只是算次
，So if you're just counting each time,
那叫做忍耐。
If that's not patience,
忍耐的结果是什么？
What's the outcome of human love?
忍耐是有限度的啊。
There is a limit.
所以忍耐没有用嘛。
So it doesn't matter if you're patient.
那只是暂时的一个忍让而已啊。
It's very temporary.
所以主耶稣说要完全的饶恕。
So Jesus said we must completely forgive.
那主耶稣为了要强调这个道理。
And in order to drive this point home.
所以他讲了这个比喻啊。
He gave us a parable.
哦，一个人欠王一千万两银子。
There was someone who owed a lot of money to a king.
王说没有关系。
And the king said, "It's okay, don't worry about it."
不用还了。
And he said, "You don't need to return it."
回去跟你的妻儿快乐度日吧。
Go home and be happy with your wife and children.
哎，可是同伴欠他十两啊。
But then, the servant owed him 10,000 talents.
他就抓住他的喉咙了。
And so he grabbed his throat.
你要还喽。
And he said, "You have to return this."
不还喽，就抓到监狱里面去了。
If you don't return it, I will have you thrown in jail.
啊，一千万跟十两。
And it's 10,000 talents versus 100 denarii.
这叫做天差地嘛，哈。
And so there's a very big difference.
那主耶稣在讲道理也是都是这样比较啊。
And when Jesus gives parables, he always makes these comparisons.
很明显的一个凸显，一个比较。
There's a very big difference in this comparison.
那听了这个比喻的人都会说，怎么会这个样子哈
？And when people heard this parable, they would say, "How can it be like this?"
所以主耶稣要讲的这个比喻的目的是什么
？So why did people tell? Why did Jesus tell this parable?
所以我看三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样对待你们的。从心里饶恕。
You need to forgive someone from your heart.
弟兄姊妹相处之道。
And we know this among brothers and sisters.
从心里饶恕。
We need to forgive from our hearts.
我们一起相处。
When we're interacting with one another.
我们一起做圣工。
And we are doing holy work together.
我们一起生活。
And we are living together.
绝对会有摩擦。
There will definitely be conflict.
可是在这个当下。
But during this time.
我们怎么办
？What should we do？
道理怎么说
？What does the Bible say？
道理说要从心里饶恕啊。
It says that we need to forgive from our hearts.
所以我们在念祈祷文的时候是怎么念的
？So when we read the Lord's Prayer, how are we reciting it?
我们希望主耶稣饶恕我们的罪啊。
We are asking Jesus to forgive our sins.
可是我们也不要忘记，我们要饶恕别人。
But we also have to remember that we need to forgive others.
主耶稣要不要饶恕我们
？And does Jesus want to forgive us?
是凭着我们要不要饶恕别人。
It's based on whether or not we are willing to forgive others.
所以要从心里饶恕啊。
So we need to forgive from our hearts.
所以有时候要忘记呢。
So sometimes we forget.
真的从心里饶恕他。
To truly forgive someone from our hearts.
那就不是忍耐了。
And then that's not patience anymore.
那是心甘情愿。
That's willingness from our hearts.
那是因着主的缘故。
And it is through God's command.
我为了要遵守神的话。
Because I want to follow God's word.
所以我按照神的话去面对。
So I'm going to follow God's word and face this.
这才是同龄相处之道。
And this is how we should get along with one another.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
四百二十九首。进步道会的事工祷告。
Let us continue to pray for upcoming spiritual convocation.